every worship deed, if you want to implement it in a very good way, to present it in the court of Allah, this is essential for us. Because if Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, the ability to perform worship deeds, then the best way, the greatest way to be grateful for that ibadah, for that worship deed that one is implementing, then an individual should as much as possible in a beautiful manner present that deed in the court of Allah, whether it's salah or recitation of Qur'an, whether it's dhikr Allah, whether it's tasbihat, recitation of prayers, whether it's ta'aleem, education, propagation of deen, any work of the deen, of religion, especially salah, namaz, then that ibadah, that action, that deed, the way to be grateful for that deed, the best way to be grateful for that deed, is that that worship deed should be executed in the most beautiful and best way. The method for this, the pious elders have mentioned in the light of the Qur'an and the hadith. If we pay attention to this, then alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, not one benefit, rather thousands of benefits will be attained. Just a minor matter point, but we need to pay attention to it. That at that time when a man, when a person, an individual comes to pray salah, for example, and stands to pray and makes the intention and starts the salah, the waswasa comes, the whispering of shaitan comes, this continues. The first thing we need to do is that if Allah gives the ability to us to pray salah, then one thought we need to embed into our minds in a very good way is that we need to... How do we initiate this deed? What is that? That I've done wudu, Allah Ta'ala has brought me to salah, and I'm stood in salah, and now this could be my final salah. I need to think this is my final salah, possibly, and now when I prostrate and do sajda, this could be my final sajda, the final sajda of my life, the final prostration of my life. And when an individual, if he's reading Qur'an, he gets the ability to recite the Qur'an, how to be grateful for that? You say, Allah, I'm so grateful that you've given me the ability to recite the Qur'an, but it looks as if I may be reciting the Qur'an for a final time. Tell me, that action that's done for the final time, the last time, and you realize that this is the last action of life, and I'll, after this, leave this world, then will the manner of that deed change or not? Totally it will. Yes, it will. And in our hearts, what do we feel? Oh, I'm praying salah, then I'll come to salah again. Just like we've come to dhikr now, we think that, oh, we'll come again tomorrow morning to dhikr, then maghrib again will come. And further away from that, if we come from far to do dhikr, we think that's fine. You wait for me. I'm going to do dhikr and come back. Then I'll speak to you after I return. This action I will complete when I come back. Now this is the biggest deception of the dunya, of the world. That, for example, when I get the news of somebody who's passed away, that this certain individual has died, then first and foremost the thought goes into my mind and heart that how will have his final prostration be? Wallahi, this is the thought that comes to my mind. When I hear about the death of somebody, the first thought is that what salah will he have prayed before he died? And I ask this as well. I ask this, that what was his final salah that he prayed? They said that his final salah was Asr. We saw him at Asr time. Then I think that did he think at Asr time that this is my final salah? Look at this. So, ibadah, Allah's worship, make it your final worship. And maybe it is the final worship. It is the final worship. When you do prostration, most definitely this is the biggest deception in dunya. That is your final deed. That's it. What guarantees there that after this, if this is my final deed, then tell me this sajda that we've wasted. Have we wasted this salah? So when this habit is made routine, that when you get used to this habit that this is the salah I'm praying, after this I will not get tawfiq to pray salah, then alhamdulillah, in that salah you'll see what du'as come out from your prayer. And you'll be surprised that du'as when they come out, and they'll all be du'as for the akhirah. Fear of the grave, fear of hellfire. You won't remember the dunya in that salah. At the time of death, a person does not remember the dunya. So we need to pay attention, my friends, that this deception of life, which is our biggest deception, that we keep on living the life of deceit from morning till evening, but shaitan also deceives us, and our nafs also deceive us, that they don't allow our deeds to get that great effect, that what we're doing now could be our final deed, final prostration. After that, might not get an opportunity again. And with the pain in the heart, crying, with grief, and humble request to Allah, that Allah, this could be my last ibadah. I don't know if I'm going to wake up in the morning. And many people pass through this. Many people, who knows that if we're going to die tomorrow or not, we don't know. You went home totally healthy, fine, little bit of pain was felt, and you thought that I've got a pain, didn't pay any attention to it, and the second pain came and the consciousness went. This is common. This is totally common. And then when he departs, he goes, oh, I just met him. Oh, just an hour ago I was speaking with him. I just saw him recently. So what a big deception. This is the biggest deception in the dunya. So ibadah, we should be grateful, and Allah's rida is attained. And it could be that that final prostration, with the final prostration, all of our sins are forgiven. Possibly that this is your final prostration and I've accepted it, Allah Ta'ala will say. So let's do dua to Allah. Let's pray to Allah that Allah gives us the tawfiq, ability to do ibadah in this manner. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحيم والحمد لله والعالمين والسلام والسلام على سيد المسلمين شفيع الزند ويزمين الغيب اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبي الأمي وزوجه وأتباعه وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا غزيرا غزيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم دمرهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم دمرهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمين المسلم الله يؤمن والله برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
آمين.